Good morning, everyone. Oh boy, what a great and wonderful day that we have received as a blessing from God today for us to gather in His name. I'd like to welcome you all to Sandusky First United Methodist Church, and let's go ahead and start things off as we normally do by honoring being the church, and we have our guys in the corner with the microphones, so go ahead and put your hand in the air if you have a prayer request you'd like to share with us so we can pray for you and join in that, or if you have a moment of joy you'd like us to celebrate with you as well this week. So go ahead and put your hand in the air. Yep.
Like prayers for my nephew. He fell last Thursday at work and crushed both heels and fractured the tibia in his left leg. He will be having surgery as soon as the swelling goes down. Hopefully it will be sometime this week. So we need prayers for him and his wife Laura and the family. Thank you.
Karen, what's your nephew's first name?
Jamie.
All right. So anyone else? Got one over here. On the left side. All right. Jenny?
We have a joy.
All right.
Karen Shane and her husband Jeff had a little, well, big boy, 8 pounds, 14 ounces on the 18th. His name is Braden William, and so that makes Colleen and Dale Shane Grandpa and Grandma again.
All right. Yeah, celebration, absolutely, for Braden. Yeah.
My daughter passed all of her tests, and they see no sign of reoccurring cancer.
Praise the Lord, yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll celebrate, the Lord is good in every circumstance of our life.
Tomorrow, I will find out if I have a job. So I'm told. I also have another interview tomorrow morning at 10 at a different place. So more prayers, please, because I would love to do both places. Thank you.
All right. It's the waiting for any of you who've ever been in that spot. It's the hard to be patient, the waiting. So thank you for your prayers. Do we have one over here?
I'm getting
if you missed who has to share
morning.
Something that
if you just keep my brother and sister-in-law in prayers, they're the one with the daughter that has a lot of health concerns, and they have two foster babies. All three of them at the next 2 weeks are going to be going under surgery. So they've got a busy, they're all doing well, but they all have health problems, so they have busy 2 weeks. So if you just keep them and the little babies in your prayers, and just keep them strong. Thanks.
Thank you. Yes. Anyone else?
Just would like to ask for prayers for Verge. He had his knee replaced, and to what I understand, he's doing good.
And Mary won't share this, but if any of you are tracking her progress, she got released from the hospital a lot quicker than Verge, so she won the contest. So just make sure you let Verge know that he came in second place out of the two people, and he might snicker a little bit at that. So, I know, he was, yep. That's right, good record. Anyone else? No? Do we have any announcements that we have to make that aren't printed in the order of worship? Russ has got one, anybody else?
I do have one.
Bert.
I have the lights in here. The parts and everything are being ordered. So hopefully within the next 2 or 3 weeks, we should have lights back on in here.
All right.
I just want to thank everybody who signed up last week on the sign-up sheets for the turkey dinner. It says on the sheets we need 30 pies. We will take more than that if we get them. But they're coming around today one more time, and I want you to know that the project is well underway. We had some ladies here last week who cooked squash for hours on end, and that's all done already, and everything's falling into place. We just need your support. Thank you.
All right. Anyone else? Here.
We had the Red Cross blood drive this past Thursday, and it was kind of a slow day, but we still met our goal of 39 units were given. And I'd like to thank everyone that participated, that helped out there, that gave blood, and all the ones that gave juice and cookies also. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? What are any birthdays? Are we celebrating any birthdays in the life of our congregation?
Yeah, there's one right back there.
Mr. Stoliker.
No, Bob.
Oh, Bob. Sorry, Bob.
Maybe Bob's got one.
Wait, are both? Bob Downing and Bob Stoliker, is that what's happening? I'm seeing a lot of pointing. I'm a little confused. You are. I don't know what anybody else is doing, but Bob Stoliker does. When's your birthday, Bob? Yeah. Tomorrow. All right. One for Monday. Nothing? Yes? No? Deb? You have a birthday? Same. Tomorrow. Fantastic. Well, there's a lot of similarities here Monday. It'll be a good day. So fantastic. So we got Deb and Bob. Anybody else? Yeah? Your friend Bella's birthday? Do you know when it is? Sometime this week. Oh, sometime last week. Well, it's good to make sure that we don't forget, right? It was on the... Well, you tell your friend Bella that part of us singing today was for her. Can you do that for us? 14th. All right. Anybody else? Whoa! What? When's your birthday? The 19th? All right. Can you tell us how old you were? 12. Whoa. Significant year. Things start changing pretty soon. Oh, whoa. Hey. Oh. So we should have had a prayer request and joy time then, maybe to celebrate the. All right. Anybody else? It's a great week for birthdays. Let's go ahead and sing. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. What about anniversaries? Do we have any anniversaries that are coming up this week? Anniversaries? No? Okay. Well, let us go ahead and hand things over to our talented choir as they again prepare us to steady ourselves for beginning our worship today. All right, would you please stay in that moment that they brought us to and have our opening prayer for our service together? Would you please join me for that? Almighty God, for this day, this moment that we've set aside to come together in your name as brothers and sisters in Christ, we give you thanks and we give you praise. And Lord, we pray to have that you would anoint this place with your will and your spirit, to be invited in here to meet us where we are and to lead us forward for the things that you have in our lives. And as we come together as a church for the things you have for us in store for your church, Lord, bless us to be your hands and feet. Let us rely on your strength and live in your wisdom. In Christ's powerful name we pray. Amen. I would ask if you could stand if you're able, and we'll sing together, Oh How I Love Jesus, number 170, Oh How I Love Jesus.
There is a name I love to hear, I love to sing its word. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name I've heard. Oh, how I love Jesus, oh, how I love Jesus, oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. He tells me of a Savior.
All right, you may be seated. And as we find our seats, we do have an opportunity for our children to come up. Do we have any kids with us today? Would you like to come on up and share with us what we have? And as we'll look further down, I see that Miss Erin, you're up after this. Would you like to join us up here? Because I got a little flustered and confused last week, and my wife so pointed out that I got the scripture a little incorrect for us downstairs. So I think it was all Jesus' characteristics, but it got messed up a little bit. You guys got matching outfits on. Oh, my goodness. Was that on purpose? Kinda. Yeah, right? You guys got the same things going on in here. I like it. I appreciate that, right? Well, today is one of those days where we talked a little bit about a couple of different parts of the scripture verse that you have. And it's important that we memorize scripture, because how will we tell other people in this world what Jesus means to us and how he reveals himself to us, right, if we don't really remember what scriptures tell us? So I'm going to take a go at this, and I'll look for some nods. So we're going to look for be kind and forgiving just like Jesus. How was that? Was that it? Did you get that out of the red book? Be kind and forgiving just like Jesus. Now, remember last week I asked that when we went about our week, and especially most of us find ourselves in school and those kind of things, did you have an opportunity to say those words to somebody? Remember I kind of challenged us to say, could we tell someone that we forgive them? Has that happened this week? It's not too late, right? Sometimes we forget, but how about this? How about we try to remember this week to say those words, okay? Because it's really a powerful thing for us to say those words. What's that? You don't know? Well, you know what? Sometimes we got to practice it so it becomes a little bit more familiar, right? So why don't we say that together, and then we'll ask the congregation to help us out with that, okay? Did he call you Grandma Monster? Well, hey. It sounds different when it comes from our grandkids, doesn't it? It kind of takes on a different meaning there. So I would like to incorporate you a little bit more in what we're doing, because you got a great spirit and energy. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Let's go ahead and when I say three, when I would say four, I'm going to go one, two, three, and then when you would say four, we're going to go ahead and say be kind and forgiving just like Jesus. Can we do that together? Let's try it. One, two, three. Be kind and forgiving, just like Jesus. Now, it sounds pretty good for our voices, doesn't it? Church, doesn't it sound pretty good when we have some young voices sharing that truth of Scripture? But you know what sounds better than that? When everybody, all God's children, right, brothers and sisters of all ages say that. So can we invite them to do the same thing? Now, do you think they can follow instructions if I say one, two, three, and then ask them, do you think they can do it? Do you think they're up for it? I almost didn't see you over there with your camouflage shirt on. That's all right. Okay, ready? One, two, three. Be kind and forgiving just like Jesus. Boy, that sounds good when the whole church is saying those words together, doesn't it? Let's say some more words together. Let's go ahead and get in our prayer positions, and I'll say a few words, and why don't you say them right out loud after me, okay? All right, let's fold our hands and close our eyes and bow our heads. Dear Jesus, thank you for being so kind to us. Thank you for showing us forgiveness. Help us to remember these words. Bless Mom and Dad and our Sunday school time and everybody here. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, well, let's go ahead and yay, that's the energy I was looking for. If you say that on the amen, that will be such a cue for us to powerfully do that. Yeah, how about we have everyone, is that okay? Do you want to like them to sit here before they line up? Okay, well, Miss Erin, if you want to come up, and kids, we'll tell you why we're going to have you stay here for just a second. One of the really cool things that happens, because you do a lot of really neat things in Sunday school, right? I've seen some of the crafts, some of the teaching that you have, and I can sometimes hear the piano coming up here. One of the things that we love to do right after you go downstairs is we ask some of the older congregation to come up, some of the older people in the church to come up, and they share with us a story about how the church and how Jesus really impacted their lives, and it's a memory that they want us to remember, and so they share it with us. And here's a great chance, right, that Miss Erin is going to be able to share with us a little bit about something in the life of her faith journey. And if she shares that with us, can we remember that one time? I got to be real careful here. She wasn't chronologically in the place she is now. She was chronologically in your place. And what that basically means is she sat amongst you and was about your height. Now she's a little taller than you, right? A little taller. And so the things that she learned in Sunday school readily led her to develop our Sunday school. And now it's led her in this moment to share with us how Jesus in the life of the church has worked in her life. And our prayer for you is that one day they'll find themselves up here, right, to be able to share for themselves how beautiful and a part of the church and Jesus was in their life. So I'm going to stop talking and let you talk a little bit.
Okay. Well, one of Miss Erin's biggest fears is this. So bear with me here. My story begins back in 1952 when my grandparents got married right here. They started the story of our family when they said their vows and chose to raise their family in this church. Since then, some of the most important people in my life have made that same decision. My parents said their vows standing in the same spot. My aunt and my uncle, Mike and myself, and my sisters. We all stood in the very same spot in front of this church family and began our journeys. This is very important to Mike and I. We wanted our family to grow surrounded by the love and support that I had experienced here growing up. Some of my very first memories are playing in the church nursery and in Sunday school with Miss Ginny, Deb Darling, Deb Tank, Sharon Minard, Mike and Cheryl Strickler, my mom, Aunt Shell, Uncle Dave, and all the wonderful Sunday school teachers. Growing up, this wasn't just a place we came on Sunday morning. This was home. It was a place where we came to sing and worship, and also a place where we were surrounded by family. I always felt loved by everyone in this church, like I had several sets of adoptive grandparents and aunts and uncles. This carried into my week, as I always knew I'd see a friendly, familiar face at school because a lot of our school teachers were here from church. Most of my friendships were ones built within our youth system. Like I said, we weren't just here for Sunday mornings. As youth, we would gather on Sunday mornings. And in high school, there were even a few times we ventured as a group to someone's house to get them out of bed, and instead we ended up having class right there with them in their pajamas. But we'd also gather for fun and crazy times Sunday evenings with Pastor Don and Laura for youth group at their house. There were interpretive choir practices, fundraisers, rockathons, scavenger hunts, and ichthus. The friendships that formed during these times were special. We may not hang out all the time at school, but we always knew we could turn to those kids in school or out of school whenever we needed. We were friends across the grades. Elementary school and high school kids, we looked out for each other. Even now, as we're scattered throughout the country with families of our own, we stay in touch through Facebook, and no one misses the chance to sing the Sunday school version of Happy, Happy Birthday when the opportunity arises. This church helped raise us and mold us into the adults we are today. As many of you know, in high school, I was in an unhealthy relationship, one that came right down to a moment of life and death. God kept me alive that day, and I knew right then and there that He truly did have a purpose for me, a plan. I said, I have no idea what you kept me around for, Lord, but I can't wait to find out. He also taught me a very important lesson of forgiveness. I learned that forgiving a person is about you and God and not letting someone have control over you. You can forgive someone and set yourself and the other person free. After that, God sent me Mike, one of my greatest blessings. He's my biggest supporter, my shoulder to cry on, and my very best friend. We made the decision to raise our family here in our hometown to be close to family, and also so that our children could grow up surrounded by this church family. Our beautiful girls are our world, and we cannot thank all of you enough for embracing them as your own. Church is one of their very favorite places to be, and in fact, Mallory asks almost daily if we can go to church. When Pastor told me that Julie Campbell was retiring as Sunday school superintendent, my heart broke. I said, no, she can't. She has to wait till my girls graduate. Pastor laughed and said my name had been mentioned as a possible replacement. Pastor can tell you that I immediately said, no, I can't. It takes a special person, and I just don't have the time. However, the more Mike and I talked about it and worried about who would be helping us raise our kids in the church, we were concerned that our kids would miss out on the very things we prayed they would grow up doing here. I left for the Sunday school meeting that night saying, I am not going to volunteer, but if I do, will you help me? Mike just smiled, nodded, and sent me on my way. We had been praying for the Sunday school program for weeks, and during the middle of that meeting, I felt God's nudge, and before I knew it, I had signed up for the job and was dragging poor Shell and Stephanie along the way. We are now the very best friends. I know that this is what God had planned for me. This is what he kept me around for. It was the kids. It was the daughters that God knew would someday fill our hearts, and it was for your kids, the kids of this church. These kids are my life, and they are the life and the future of this church. I thank God for getting me here, and I thank all of you for giving me this opportunity.
All right. Well, wasn't that a really neat sharing for us kids to be able to hear that all these things, right, that started when you were a little just like this and young and learning led to this moment, and you're still learning and you're still showing what you learned here and teaching us now, and it's such an important part of Miss Erin's life and the rest of our Sunday school teachers' lives. So could we maybe have Miss Erin hold the flag today and lead us down? Can we do that? Because she knows the way inside and out in her heart and on the outside. Miss Erin, would you have the kids lined up behind you and lead them down to Sunday school today? Let's follow and fall in line behind Miss Erin here. And dear friends, so many times we're thankful for the job. Oh, somebody left their offering, their dollar bill down here. If you had a dollar and you don't need more, it's probably right there. All right. Gal, I haven't seen that kind of Melissa pick up a dollar that was left somewhere and give it to who it belonged to in a long time. I'm just kidding. It's, you know, and it's a powerful thing for us. And one of the things that Russ, when he's organizing our sharing our stories, is one of the ones where obviously we know that Erin's got such a rich story for her to be able to share that with us. And to kind of talk about that her story can't be told without being interwoven with so many of us, of you, of the church. And it's neat when the church is part of our story and it stands out so much in front. And because we have the kids and the teachers dismissed the Sunday school, I would really like to offer you the opportunity, because sometimes we miss each other a little bit, maybe a little bit of encouragement and thank you for her on an individual basis when you see her, because she's doing an awful lot of work and she's still just as busy when she showed up at that meeting, if not more, but she makes time for the future of our church. And just ask that you would bless that. And remember that, as we always do, when sometimes she has a call for needing some help or some assistance, that's what we want. We want to help and grow a program that has those kids, when they are chronologically older and they can stand above this and be seen, to be able to share how much they appreciated our love and support when they were that little. Let us go ahead and sing together this song we've sang for a couple of weeks in a row. When we think about the story that was just shared, we can really embrace that God is so good, meets us where we are. Let's sing together, and if you have to flip, it's over in the faith we sing. 2056, God is so good. In sort of a way that a nursery rhyme is something that's important, has a great message, but stays with us. Could we have that chorus just stay with us in this moment that we say our prayer together? And we'll have that the Lord's Prayer as we say that together. Would you please join me? Gracious God, again we come before you in this moment. We surrender our hearts and open them to you, that you would fill them in overflowing ways, that we be reminded of your faithful promises, both in our past and our present, and that they lead us forward in a sure and certain future. Lord, we know that you're aware of all the things, the distractions in our lives and in our hearts, no matter how big they are, that can sometimes block our sight of you, or can sometimes get in the way where we can't see fully what you have for us. And Lord, we would just ask that you would breathe inside us a trust that is fully committed to what you have for our lives, what you have for the people you put in our lives, and for what you have for the community in which we live and we serve. And Lord, we would ask that we'd be a church gathered of individuals who fully look for what you have, what is good, what shows your love, what shows your care as it manifests in our lives. We humbly come before you today, Lord, offering this prayer to you, waiting for you to respond, waiting on you, Lord, when the time is right for you. The time for us now in worship is to say a prayer that is inspired by the words in Scripture, as we've said together, long as our tradition in one body is one voice. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Before we transition to the choir's wonderful message for us today, in that moment when we pray together, when we hear all of our voices together, there's a moment that we highlight different moments of the Lord's Prayer. It's such a beautiful thing and expression for us. And it talks about, or in the words that we've just proclaimed, is allow us to be out of temptation. It's one of those moments where sometimes a temptation can be so familiar to us that sometimes we don't even recognize it as being a temptation, right? It's one of those moments where maybe we've reacted a certain way, or we view a person a certain way, or we do some things. And it's just that moment where, Lord, would you breathe into our hearts and our lives these moments where we can see that we're tempted to do the same things that we've done, and it doesn't heal, it doesn't repair, it doesn't breathe new life into anything. We've just proclaimed as a church, as individuals, that we want to be free. And the only way we can be free of some of those temptations in our lives is by the powerful work of God. Can we remember that throughout this entire week and our journey forward, no matter where it takes us, that we've proclaimed in the Lord's Prayer that we said aloud as individuals in a church, Lord, reveal to us the temptations in our lives and allow us to give those things to you. Because we can all do better, can't we? We can all be better. We can all show Christ in the light that was meant to be magnified so the world would see why we love and the faith that we have. Hopefully that goes a little bit along what you're going to be singing today. If not, then we'll see what happens. The Lord takes us into great pathways and journeys. So will you go ahead and introduce us today and what we're going to be having from the choir?
This is the first week since I started leading the choir that when I got home from choir rehearsal on Wednesday night, I didn't remember to email the name of the anthem we were singing for the bulletin, so it's not in your bulletin today. But I think it's a God moment for me, particularly after hearing Aaron's story. Because mm-hmm. the name of the anthem we're singing is God Calls Us Each by Name. Mm-hmm. Aaron shared already how God called her. And some of you have heard how God called me. I don't profess to be a choir director. I love music. I can organize things really well, and the choir kind of bears with me in order to sing. But it was pretty much last year when we didn't have a choir, and various people in the congregation would talk about how they really missed not having the choir sing on Sunday mornings. Dumb me, I thought it was just the choir people that would miss not singing and sharing with you every Sunday mornings. So really just the encouragement of people in the congregation with their hunger to have a choir Sunday mornings. And so I guess God called me by name to step up to something I'm not sure I have the skills to do, but I'm willing to do it and share all with you. And just a note, I see a couple choir members out in the congregation today that we made a decision Wednesday night. We're meeting at 6:15 rather than 6 o'clock. For some of our employed people, that makes it a little easier to get to choir on time. So just remember, we're 6:15 now for those of you who aren't here but are willing to sing with us. And we accept anybody. Thank you.
So there are robes available for those that are missing from us. Great. Again, we thank our choir for their their effort and their way to express certain things that sometimes just words alone don't do, and we have to use the voices that the Lord blesses and calls us with to use those things. Yep, absolutely. And as they're making their way down, Bob has something to share with us.
I should have done this during the announcement section, but it slipped me. It's really a pleasure to have Maxine Waite back with us today. We've missed her since she moved, but it's nice to see her again. Maxine and Claire. Quick thought, Maxine. First time I met Claire, we were looking... Good, okay.
yeah. Oh, Bob, did you have something that you wanted to share, a quick moment about Claire? You'll do it another time. Okay. All right. We appreciate that. Yes, we're so thankful for seeing folks that we don't get a chance to see and that we get a chance to miss. So thank you for reminding us that the family still isn't quite whole and we're not all together. So thank you. And for those of you joining us again today. The choir sang a great song there, as they always do. And it's so important that when we're thinking about sharing our stories and we hear a message like that, that God calls each of us, and not just hoping that we hear the message, but he calls all of us by name, our attention. You ever have that moment when usually from a parent or a family member or authority figure, you know, sometimes they use not just our first name, but there's occasions when they use that name that comes after the first name, and it gets our attention, doesn't it? That means to not be confused with any other Matt or Matthew out there, that somehow if I don't get it, they're going to call me by my name, and it's going to clear up everything that they're talking to me. And I think God does that whether he nudges us. God does that whether God whispers to us. And God does that when sometimes it's so loud and so bold that we can't mistake whose voice we heard. Dear friends, I'm thankful to serve a God who doesn't just see me as a spreadsheet report, but knows who I am and calls me by name. A unique opportunity is I ask our ushers to come forward today as we give our tithes of offerings, and they come from the blessings we've already received, and it's another unique way when we can thank the Lord with our gifts and our offerings as he's so richly blessed us. Stand. Lord, thank you for the gifts that we've received. Lord, thank you for the tithes and the offerings and the faithfulness of the brothers and sisters in Christ here, Lord, that you would be honored by them and you would bless them and multiply them so that they would see and meet the needs that are laid before us, that you have that are revealed or the things that have yet to come revealed to our eyes. Lord, again, would you bless the houses in which they came? In Christ's powerful and matchless name we pray. Amen. All right, you may be seated. And as we find our seats, I'm going to ask Pastor Debbie Brown to come up. Pastor Debbie is a retired licensed local pastor. We'd like to ask her to come up today and share with us a message that she has called Healing and Wholeness. And she's going to be reading from the fifth chapter of James. And I'd just like to welcome you back here. I know you didn't have a hard time finding us because you're familiar with Sandusky from ages ago in this moment. So we'd just like to say in this place that you don't find unfamiliar. Thank you and welcome. And I'm going to take this unique opportunity to go sit with my family and to be able to enjoy a message. So thank you for coming today, and we look forward to hearing the words you have for us. Could we welcome Pastor Debbie for coming up for us today?
Well, thank you, Pastor Matt. I appreciate it so much. It is very humbling to be here back in your presence this day, but I truly believe God calls each of us for purpose, and so I really appreciate Aaron's message to us this morning and Linda and leading the choir. Choir means a lot to me because music moves my soul through the Lord, so thank you so much for that also. Today, I feel like I have a privilege to be here. I feel God has given a message, and I pray that he's going to touch you in some way through it because I fear that our churches are in great danger at this time. All churches, does not matter what denomination we are part of. I feel Satan is stepping in and he's snatching us from God's grasp. And I think God has called each of us by name, to hold on to Jesus Christ and scoop people back in the name of Jesus. So bear with me as I probably read most of my sermon, because anymore I have troubles kind of remembering things, but may God be the words of my mouth, and may everything I say come from him as I trust in him this day. I have a question for all of you. Does anybody remember a while back there was this dress that they posted on the internet and on the news, and some people saw this dress as white and gold, and other people saw this dresses blue and black. Is there anybody that remembers seeing that? You know, I don't know what was happening in your households when you saw that, but my husband and I would say, how ridiculous. How could different people see this same dress in two different colors? This has just got to be crazy. So what we were thinking at in our own eyes is they're looking at two different pictures, right? However, one night on the news pops up this dress. I very with great confidence says to my husband, what color do you see the dress? I knew he'd see the same dress I did. He said, blue and black. Blue and black. No. This is a white and gold dress. Right, no, right there. No, look, the same dress, white and gold, right on our TV in our kitchen. No. He saw blue and black. It was a great shock in reality to us that sometimes we can look at the same thing and see it through very different eyes. Now, I don't know how that affected any of you, but it truly did affect us in our home. But as a retired pastor and as a believer in Christ, it was a great reminder to me that we as a church also see many things through different eyes, even when we're looking at the same word or the same God or the same Jesus Christ. So today I pray that as we do church, sometimes churches divide over the color of carpeting. I kid you not. Sometimes churches squabble over whether the pastor should stand here or the new pastor comes in and she chooses to stand over here.
It is crazy, the little things that we squabble about when Jesus being snatched from our midst by the power of Satan in our world today. So I want to take you to some scripture of healing and wholeness out of the book of James. James wrote this to the 12 tribes as God speaks to us today. Out of chapter 5 of James, I'd like to read verses 13 through 20. And may the God, our God, touch your heart in some way if you need some healing of your heart or soul. Is any of you in trouble? He should pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise. Is any one of you sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of our Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has sinned, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous man is powerful and effective. Elijah was a man just like us. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. And again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. My brothers and sisters, I add, if one of you should wander from the truth and someone should bring him back, remember this. Whoever turns a sinner from the error of his way will save him from death and cover over a multitude of sins. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You know, when I got to know your pastor a while back on our travels to and from course of study, I saw him, excuse me, Matt, I call it as I see it. I saw him as a young buck, ready to take on the world with all the energy of a young stud. He was coming here. Sandusky First United Methodist Church, and he was ready for the task. I was exhausted listening to his energy, but I was thrilled. I was thrilled because you have a pastor who believes in God's word and lives it. Now, I do truly believe he was sent from God to come here and rebuild your church and strengthen it and help you to be all that God has planned for to be in the days and years to come. But I did ask him one thing and he might have forgotten. I did say, slow down, because he was just coming in. And I know as a pastor sometimes we blow in with all the energy of schooling and all the energy of what God is giving us, and we're ready to just, we're going to move things, and we're going to grow, and people are going to come alive, and everybody's going to flow in. I said, Pastor Matt, I think you need to slow down a bit, young man. Get to know your people. Let your people get to know you. And I'm glad you are here this day, Matt, because I know where your heart lies. But I'm also old enough to know that sometimes we blow in with a wee bit too much energy, and sometimes we get tired. We wear ourselves out, and we rely on one another to lift each other up through prayer. And sometimes it takes patience. Sometimes it just takes getting on our knees and thanking God for what we've been given. Well, Matt wasn't kidding when he said, I come back to this church with a great love for you and for this building and for what you stand for here in this town. I may have been away from this town for a very long time, but my heart was still here. Today I ask God to override my voice with his that the message it gives to you will bring you great energy and new hope and new joy, a new support of one another, including your pastor, as it's Pastor Appreciation Month. Thank you, Matt. Now, I know when I was here about a year ago, I shared my heart story with you, and I want to share just a wee bit of it with you again because I think it's pertinent to today's message. 21 years ago on October 16th, God, through the skills and willingness of doctors, took out a broken down old heart that no longer was too useful to myself or to Christ or to my family. Now, as I had the opportunity to receive a new heart, my mother, as I shared before, she was sure I got that young heart of an 18-year-old young man that would give me a lot of energy. But to her surprise, God chose someone quite different. I was 43, and God chose to give me a 53-year-old heart that's beating still within my heart this day. You see, God knew I had some work to do. He called me by name. He called me by name. And when he gave me new life, he gave me the opportunity to speak his word and to lead others to Christ, but also to love my family and watch so many grandbabies be born into this world. I've been so blessed. Now, I want you to hold on to that thought for a couple minutes because I'm going to head in another direction. This church of yours may be like many, many churches across our land. Buildings with arms and legs, gifts and talents, but dragged down by the diversity of the world. Some hanging on the old, fearful of what might come, and others wanting new, afraid of sticking with the old. We're living in a world where sin, let me make this clear, we are living in a world where sin and disobedience to God and ugly are building up all around us as believers in Christ. Let me give you a little example of what I see here. Growing up in this church, I saw this place from the two sets of different eyes. Some of the folks way back in the day, now we're talking about like 50, 60 years ago, saw this church as one for the wealthy. Because this church is where the business owners and the business people and the school teachers and administrators and the leaders of the communities came. Some people saw this as a church for those in their suits and ties and the women in their beautiful dresses and their pretty shoes. Some people saw this church that way. This church was for the wealthy. But then there was those of us who came from working factory. And somehow didn't quite fit. Now I know that you had the best and the best in this church in that day, and still do today. And I know that not one of those people ever would have seen themselves that way. See, they saw themselves through different eyes. But my daddy, who came from a Great Depression and was a factory working man, felt uncomfortable and not good enough. Now, I, as a child, came here and saw you through different eyes. See, my daddy might have saw the black and blue dress. But I came in as a little girl and sat in a Sunday school class, and I saw the love, and I saw Christ. I saw this church as the white and gold dress. It was beautiful to me. Two different sets of eyes, different perspectives, same building, same people. We just saw it differently. I want to take you back to my heart story for a moment. As a middle-aged woman of 43, I saw myself as that worn-out and weary believer
no longer of use to God. But thank God he saw things differently. I don't know what you have going on in your life and some of the challenges that some of us have to face, but God is giving you new life. You just maybe not have seen what it is yet. Not yet. Your young pastor came to this church like the old heart that was placed in my chest. He came with the opportunity from God to bring new life into what might have become a bit weary or worn. He was sent here for a purpose because God sent him. Now I have a question to ask you. How many of you, I'm gonna show your age, how many of you remember the old Sandusky High School that sat just south of the building here? At least some of you remember. You know, some of you are too young or too new to the community to remember that old building, but you know, to me, I saw that old building as great memories. It was familiar. It was always here as long as I lived. And when they started tearing that building down, it broke my heart. I thought, wow, it was useless. There was no purpose for it anymore. You had new buildings and new places and fresh and life. But it broke my heart a little bit. But you know what brought me new life and hope? Was in this building, we saw these stained glass windows, but I can tell you the light didn't shine out that window like it does now when that old school was there. It was different. It was old and worn out like that old heart. It needed to go. Everything happens in its time. And I truly believe, I don't know who God gave the vision to buy that property and tear that building down so that what was here all along could be revealed to your community. But what a godsend they were. Because God knew there would come a day in our time when this building would need to be the beacon of Christ in a broken down, Satan-filled world so that people could see hope and life anew like never before. It is in God's time that things happen. So that old had to be torn down like my old heart had to be ripped out for God to place something new for everyone to see. This is a beautiful building, but you, the people, are Christ. Amen? Amen. Now, for this young pastor named Matthew Osborne, how about that? Full name, Matthew Osborne, came blowing in here, filled with idealistic hopes of breathing new life into this church. And I am sure you welcomed him with every bit of hope and joy as I did that with that heart that was laid in my chest. But I'm also old enough to know that sometimes things take time. It took my body time to heal from the wound. It took my body time to adapt to the medicines that would keep this heart beating, because my body wanted to reject it so badly. And it takes us time to get to know one another. Matt, for you to get to know your church, and church for you to get to know your pastor. It takes time. Now, I must confess, I see things often from different eyes than a lot of people. I know that. We are living in such chaotic times, people, that I knew that God knew that this was the time for this beautiful place to be revealed to the community. And I know it is time for you, each and every one of you, to stand up for Jesus like never before and be that beacon of light that God's so calling you to be. I see young people in this church who have changed your schools.
I've seen you stand up and be leaders in different ways. I watch your young people go on mission trips and come back a changed person who moves my heart and gives me hope in the future. And I see old folks who can still sit in their wheelchair or sit in their comfortable chair at home and pray for our community to come back to Christ like never before. I'm going to ask you some tough questions right now, and I'm going to ask you to do something that is not easy for all. But I think your pastor's been bringing you to this day for weeks, if not months. Tough questions are these. Listen to the chime. God's speaking. Are you willing to stand up for Jesus Christ today? Are you? Sounds easy sitting in those comfortable pews. Not so easy when you step outdoors. Are you willing to stand up for Jesus Christ and lay down your lives for Him? Are you willing to step up to this old, forgotten altar and leave our sins and our past behind and step up and receive Christ anew? Some of us have been on our knees for the Lord for 40, 50 years. Some just coming to the table. Are you willing to get out of your pew and make a difference, not only to your church, but to all the hurting people out there? Are you willing? Are you willing to let God tear down the part of you that is weary and worn and let Him fill you with new life? Because the time for God is now, people. The time for Jesus to be shown in this world is now, because He is coming again. Can you say that? Jesus is coming again. Jesus is coming again. We need to be there for Him so that He can use us to shine His light. There's a song I've asked Tina to play, and I really have been torn for 3 weeks of when this song should be played. It's called The Spirit Song on page 347 in your hymnal. It's called The Spirit Song. Because I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of churches that have torn down their altars. They don't see a purpose for them anymore. You have no idea what a blessing this is to stand in a church that still has an altar. People say, we don't need those anymore. Well, I have to beg to differ with you. Because if we can't get out of our pews and get on our knees or wheel our chair up here and put our lives on the line for Jesus, if we can't do it here within this building, then how are we going to do it when we step outdoors? So as we sing, I would like us to stand and sing. And your pastor has shared with me his deep love for you, but also the challenges of a pastor. It's hard work. It's not a one-hour-a-day job, or one-hour-a-week job, or one-hour-a-year job. But this young pastor is going to come up here, and he's going to brush off this. He's going to come and show you that it comes from his heart, his love for Jesus. And I pray that as we sing, you will come and lay down whatever holds us back from being the light of Christ in this world. Lay it down here and pick up Jesus and take him with you as we leave this day. So as we stand and sing, come, come, and let Jesus move you. The Spirit Song.
Thank you.
come and join your pastor in love. May the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will, and may he work in us what is pleasing to him, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory and glory forever and ever. Amen. Know this day you are blessed in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Go forth from this place with great joy and new energy, because God is calling you by name. Stand together, people, and give God praise. Amen. We're going to close with you. As we close, I think you end with a song, Freely, Freely. So thank you, and God bless you this day.